Hey, howdy. All of this war stuff that's going on over the Middle East, I'm getting kind of dizzy with all of the it's over and then we have a truce and then they bomb again and what kind of truce is that? It's like two kids in the schoolyard and oh, the fight is over and then whap, yeah, I hit them again and then the fight's over, we have another truce. For heaven's sakes, that's too much information. Maybe kind of keep it down, tone it down until it actually happens. Either blow them up or don't do something. But all of this constant business about it being over, I don't think it's good for the party. It ain't good for the country. Just sharing with you. Now in Iran, and all these people, they live different than we do, right? I mean, this year alone, they have executed 784 people. That's the number that they use, the number that they say. Is it true? Who knows? I don't think it's any lower. It certainly is higher, probably. Last year in 2025, they executed six, they say 1,639 people. These are people who don't agree with them. Okay, you can have an opinion as long as it's the same as mine. If you disagree with me, we're gonna chop your head off. Come on already. They do live different than us, and they always have. So end this war. Do something. Wah, wah. Okay, talking about executions, do you remember the frontier shows, the old Western shows with the hanging Judge Parker? You know, it kind of looked like with Clint Eastwood in a movie. Forget the name of it, but you know, he was always hanging people. And how many did he hang? Apparently, he only executed 79 people. 79. I guess the TV show ran too long, but kind of made you feel like he was ahead of Iran. Not really. In Canada, you know, they've now approved legislation. Are you keeping up? I got stuff. I got stuff to share. They've now approved legislation that basically says that you people are goofy and all you citizens, and we're going to run your life. They've been trying and working on that for some time, but now they're saying everything in the Bible is hate law because it said, you know, God said throw a spear and stab somebody, and that means you hated him, and we're not allowing you to use that anymore. Really? I mean, these people are so out of control in Canada that then people in Alberta say, we love Canada. Some of them do. How can you love crazy people like that do crazy things? Reevaluate your love status, don't you think, in Michigan? Okay, now several politicians there are saying this policy is a bad policy because a woman there, she becomes pregnant, she automatically gets a check for $1,500, and when the baby's born, that continues for a year at $500. And the Republicans particularly think that's outrageous. I guess it is because, you know, figure it out. If you don't want to have a baby, sleep on the couch. But in Canada, for instance, I think they get $500 or $600 a month or more forever, forever and a day. And they get paid. In Quebec, I think they pay you $5,000 because they want to increase. I don't know. It just goes on and on. For heaven's sakes, it's a man's job to look after his family and the woman as well. So leave them alone. Get out of our bloody bedroom. Okay, then just saying now in New York, in kind of keeping with that a little bit, or certainly in keeping with crazy, they have a bill now that will replace wordage. Other places have worked on this as well, and their wordage here is let's get rid of mother and call. I hope I pronounce this right. I probably won't. That grade eight shows up now and again. No more mother, it's going to be gestating parent and father with non-gestating parent. Okay, and it's going to change parenting to parentage. What does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, I'd like you to meet my. Why not just say your mother? I mean, isn't that kind of good? Nut jobs. They want to erase traditional families, but they're coming up with wordage. It reminds me of so many signs that you see around the country. They're now in Indian or something else. Nobody can understand it. I mean, what the bloody heck is going on? You know what? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can lead a liberal to water, but you can't make him think. Ha! H2O joke. Y'all come back. See ya.